This week, the House of Representatives took the necessary steps to proceed to conference with the Senate on the 2018 Farm Bill. The House passed a motion to go to conference with the Senate, and following that, Speaker Ryan and Minority Leader Pelosi announced the conferees for both the Republican and Democratic sides. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with the details.
The House conferees include a large number of House Agriculture Committee members. Many of those members come from cotton producing states and districts, and then there are other members as well from different committees in the House that also have jurisdiction over portions of the Farm Bill. So cotton industry will be very strongly and well represented among the conferees from the House.
The next step involves the Senate passing a motion to go to conference on the Farm Bill.
Following that motion, then we expect the Senate leadership to announce their conferees for the Farm Bill. From the Senate side, we expect the number of senators that will be named will be a much smaller, more limited group, and likely will consist only of the most senior members of the Senate Agriculture Committee.
And once that step is taken, the formal conference negotiations can begin between the House and the Senate.
While there may be a meeting among House and Senate Ag Committee leadership to discuss those negotiations, most of the work during August will be done at the staff level and probably will not see any official conference committee meetings until sometime in September once the House returns from its August recess.